You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, ahead of COP27 set to begin the 6th of November, Coca-Cola has been announced as a corporate sponsor. There's been a significant amount of discourse surrounding this choice. Many view the mass plastic producer as greenwashing by sponsoring climate talks. Greenpeace is among those calling for the UN to drop Coca-Cola as a sponsor. This morning I spoke to Jeressa Lee, Greenpeace Aotearoa plastics campaigner, about the issue. I started by asking what Greenpeace's stance on the matter is.
Yeah, well, as the plastics campaigner, I'm not at all fooled by Coca-Cola's attempt to greenwash, the pollution that they cause. So I'm really disappointed and a little bit concerned. These are, COP is an important meeting and discussing maybe the biggest issue of our lifetime. And I just don't feel that it's the place for big polluters like Coca-Cola. Yep, greenwashing, I guess, ultimately.
Absolutely. And in what capacity is Coca-Cola sponsoring next month's conference? Do they get to give a speech, or is it just increased visibility as a brand?
I'm not entirely sure, but certainly the visibility so far is bad enough. Coca-Cola talks about wanting to be part of the solution, but they know very well that they are the worst plastic polluter in the world for 4 years in a row, and they know very well what the problem is, which is that there is too much plastic, and there can only be one answer to that, and that is to stop making it. They don't need to hijack, these discussions.
And you touched on it just then, but what is the extent of Coca-Cola's plastics production?
They make about 120 billion throwaway plastic bottles a year around the world. They have a huge market here in Aotearoa, and we're being sold approximately a billion plastic bottles a year. So their contribution to the plastic pollution is massive, and we know that plastic pollution also fuels
So is not producing plastic, or producing even less plastic at a bare minimum, a viable option for the company, do you think?
We're becoming more and more familiar with what we sell and reuse look like. In fact, Coca-Cola used to do refill and reuse, and so it would just take some genuine desire to do the right thing for them to make it happen. If there's any consumer goods company in the world that could lead that, it would be Coca-Cola. They have the access to funds and resources, to design systems that promote refill and reuse if they want to.
So what voices do you think should be amplified at the conference?
Yeah, that is a great question. So there are communities around the world who have contributed the very least to both crises, both the climate and plastic crises, and they are paying the highest price. I want to see these voices heard at COP, not polluting sponsors. They need the platform. Their lived experiences need to be heard. These are Indigenous communities, coastal communities, impoverished communities, people susceptible to, whose sovereign diets, whose health is at threat because of the climate crisis and because of plastic pollution. They are the people whose voices need to be amplified, not these listing sponsors who are just trying to greenwash the destruction that they're causing.
That is all the questions that I have, but is there anything that you think the public should know about the issue that we haven't touched on right now?
Yes, so Greenpeace has a petition we launched just a couple of days ago. We want to highlight that sponsorship from big polluters of these important discussions is problematic, and they undermine the intention of the conference.
The UN must preserve the integrity of these talks if it is really serious about keeping global warming below.
That was me speaking to Jerissa Lee, Greenpeace Aotearoa plastics campaigner, about their organisation's calls for the UN to drop Coca-Cola as a sponsor for COP27 on account of the company's mass plastic production.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.